This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Carissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump, infected with the coronavirus, declared from the White House on Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden. He wrote on Twitter that he's looking forward to the match scheduled for Thursday, October 15th in Miami, Florida. It will be great, he said. Mr. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday. He was hospitalized for 72 hours between Friday evening and Monday evening. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall-style event, during which he and Mr. Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk, based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Mr. Trump arrived back at the White House Monday evening. His personal physician, Dr. Sean Conley, said in a statement on Tuesday that the president had a restful first night at home, and today he reports no symptoms. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now acknowledging that COVID-19 can spread through small particles in the air over an extended distance and for hours at a time. The CDC has long insisted that the coronavirus is transmitted mainly between people standing within 2 meters of each other through droplets produced by talking, breathing, coughing, or sneezing. But the agency updated its guidelines on its website on Monday, citing evidence from previous research that the virus can linger in the air through small droplets known as aerosols in, quote, unlimited, uncommon circumstances where someone with COVID-19 infected others more than 2 centimeters away, or shortly after the infected person left an area. From Washington, this is VOA News.